This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
With you, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of sunny, wet, cold California. How does that make sense? That's what's happening here. Just happens to be we're out here doing what we do, seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke chapter 19, verse 10. And we're doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. Aside of that, friends, you have with yours truly Bradley Dean here. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. What you can also do as well, friends, is go over to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. We have about 600,000 friends between that and our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E, on my Twitter, and my Facebook, again, is Bradley Dean. We have about 600,000 people interacting on a daily basis who believe and understand that it's not time to go to sleep, it's time to work, friends, because keep in mind, Scripture tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And we also understand what Thomas Jefferson rightly said when he said that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Now is not the time to go to sleep, America. Now is the time to right the wrongs because we still have the freedom to do just that. So let's stand up and fight the good fight of faith. And again, friends, we understand here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, and that's why it's called the good fight of faith. Outside of that, we have Stack set up, which means you can call it at any time. Again, we're broadcasting live, and we'd love to hear from you, regardless of where you're at in the United States, on 70 affiliates across the boards, from East Coast to the West Coast, from North Minnesota to all the way Southern Texas. So, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, you may do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're here doing what the Sons of Liberty did during the revolutionary times, friends. And what was that? Through the correspondence of Committee 1772, they set up to keep the colonies awake, and the people that were interested in establishing America through the Patriots, which means to uphold dying laws during that particular time, to keep the colonies awake. And that's exactly what we're doing today through the correspondence of Committee. And the Committee of Correspondence, friends, is we're keeping America awake to the real issues at hand. Now, in saying that, we're going to go line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm going to stick to the same topics concerning what's going on in your country today. And if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, this will give us the intro into, again, what we're going to be talking about. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, what is unwanted in this country is pro-life feminists at the Women's March. I want you to understand, America, that they're going to embellish the numbers. If you remember rightly, when they did the anti-gun, anti-NRA march sometime back through Rosie O'Donnell, where she was blaming everybody that had a gun and how they needed to be thrown in prison, and it was blood money and so on and so forth. Do keep in mind that the state-controlled narrative was to create photos where it made the crowd look a lot bigger than what it really was. They actually made it the Million Mom March back then, but in fact, friends, they had less than 250,000 people. And what they did is they superimposed the pictures. They took a quarter of the crowd and then they copied it three times to make it look like there was a million people here. They don't have the support. America, I want you to listen to me. They don't have the support. A tactic that the communists use, and I highlight this quite often, but again, here we are again, friends, seeing what the media is doing. They're creating pictures and they're creating the war, but one of the other tactics, friends, is they want the enemy, which happens to be anybody that's in this country that's a constitutionalist, a patriot, and or a Christian, one and the same, to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you next. Those that are being used to destroy your country, listen to me carefully. Those that are being used to destroy this country, all of you capitulators, read Psalm 78, verse 9 when you get a moment. All of you fearful ones out there, all of you that just love your freedom so much that you're willing to lay it on someone else's back to do the sacrifice and to give you the freedoms that you have today, I want you to listen to me carefully. And I also want those that are in and on the front lines along with this ministry to understand that it is less than 1.7% of the population that is being used to destroy your country. You heard me right. Less than 1.7% of the population, the communists, the feminists, the sodomites, those that are within, friends, that are attempting to tear you down, your infrastructure from within. It's less than 1.7% of the population. And really what it comes down to, which counters the blessing in which God established through Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings and 55 curses. I want you to listen to this. Less than 3% of the population was used to establish what you have now over 240 years later. Again, that was the blessing. Less than 3% of the population was used to establish what you have today. Now, under the curse, the 55 curses, which, America, you are under, like it or not, if you refuse to stand up and obey God's commandments and his statutes to keep and to do them concerning his judgments, friends, rest assured you are under the judgments of God. You are complaining about a small portion of the foxes that are spoiling the vine today under the curses. So what was established was less than 3% under the blessing to give us what we have today, again, 240 years later. Today now, what we have, we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. Yes, indeed, we do, because God is a merciful God. But also keep in mind, friends, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy your country. And if you're going to stand down and allow them to do so, don't complain about what you tolerate, because we don't need the likes of your kind. What we need is patriots that are willing to stand up and actually magnify the laws in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15, because that which we see in the natural first started in the spiritual through the Son of God. Going back, unwanted pro-life feminist at Women's March, also going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the nasty, loud, proud, and vulgar feminist of the Women's March is what I'm going to highlight, because I want you to know exactly who they are. Remember what Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, said? Accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of California.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of California today, the West Coast. Mr. Bradley Dean, folks, we appreciate your listenership in more ways than you can imagine. We really do, because again, friends, understand that we can do this. Not I can do this all alone. No, we can do this because we are one nation under God. And forget not, God has shed his grace upon us through his son, Jesus Christ. We were just talking during the first segment about how on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the unwanted pro-life feminist at the Women's March. And then we highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, the nasty, loud, proud, and vulgar feminists of the Women's March. Folks, I'm trying to figure out how I can say this the right way without stepping on too many people's toes, without having to explain everything I mean verbatim. You know what? A lot of problems started in this country when we started giving, rights over to those that weren't giving rights in so many different ways and so many different aspects and through so many different channels, let me say it that way. But what we're seeing today, friends, is nothing but Hollywood's war against God and America, because when you begin to look at the women that were used concerning this march that took place on Washington, D.C., I mean, we really need to know the history and the fruit of these individuals, because, again, always judge men and women by their fruit, because that was what Jesus told us to do. And by that, we will always know who they are. You will know them by their fruit. Now, Hollywood's war against God and America is coming from, guess what? Hollywood's actors and actresses. But I want you to keep this in mind before we get rocking. Do you remember Joseph Goebbels? He was the Nazi propaganda minister under none other than Adolf Hitler. And I want to tell you something, too. If you want to know why we've been spending so much time on the dictators of the past, it's because the way that we prevent it ever happening again is by studying the past. And I understand now today prophetically, exactly, a light just went on again today prophetically for me that, Bradley, look what's going on. Why are we talking about these Nazis? Why are we talking about Adolf Hitler? Why do we talk about his dictatorship so much? I mean, I have a broad, vast understanding of many of these dictators of the past, which all have the same father, Satan himself. Don't get me wrong here. But why that one specifically? Because when we look at Adolf Hitler's regime, the Nazis, what we're seeing happening in America today, namely under Barack Hussein Obama, we're still giving Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, and the president now of the United States of America, time to breathe so we can judge him by his fruit as well. And let's just go back and roll back just for a moment here. When we're talking about what's going on concerning the likes of Adolf Hitler, we're seeing much of that history repeat itself today verbatim in so many different ways, all the way from September 11th to the Bush regime, to their affiliates, to their connections to Adolf Hitler's regime, the Third Reich, through his dad, Prescott Bush. And we're seeing the fruit of that connection today and in so many similarities that it's almost frightening. And so what we're talking about today, and the reason I bring up Joseph Goebbels, is because do you know that many people across the world are actually, well, they know that George Soros, who he himself was one that would confiscate after the Jews, were actually stripped of their rights by none other than Adolf Hitler, who is alive more, who's known as an international criminal. And it's interesting to note that in America, America has identified George Soros so many times concerning the media propaganda, concerning the crimes against we the people, and who's funding these small organizations. Well, friends, keep in mind that if George Soros was around during Adolf Hitler's Reich and his destructive regime, which lasted for a minute, to the destruction of millions upon millions of people and countries themselves, but he was the one confiscating that of the Jews, their property. And he said it was a wonderful time. Well, that's the same guy that was back in the days of Hitler that's actually funding these organizations to do the same thing to this country. So, friends, if you want to know how right on God is and right on how right on his prophetic people are, well, you can see the fingerprints of God all over everything, giving us the warning signs so we can prevent rather than cure the problem. Because prevention is better than cure. But, friends, you have a George Soros. You have the Bushes that are still loose upon this nation, friends, hiding behind and masquerading behind these organizations so you don't figure out who they are when, in fact, you know exactly who they are. So that's why we keep going back to the likes of Adolf Hitler. And now going fast forward, Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propagandist, he said, accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. What have we been seeing in this country for the last 20 and 30 years? Totalitarianism. Accuse the other side of which you are guilty of. And friends, how many times have I shared with you, if you can figure this out, you will understand your enemies. They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And then they accuse you of the crimes that they themselves are perpetuating against you. They are acting out as the minions of the accuser of the brethren, Satan himself. They're accusing you of what they are guilty of. Now, going again, a little fast forward here, back to the topic, Hollywood's war against God in America. We've all seen over the last week, and we've heard much of the threats, such as just the day before yesterday, Madonna talking of blowing up the White House. But she said, we would rather choose love. And then she starts to shout out vulgarities coming from a woman. She started to shout out, suck my blank, speaking of the male genitalia. Now, also keep in mind, this is the same Madonna that told the press and other representatives that represent special interest groups, that told you that and told them, friends, just keep the sodomite, the homosexual agenda out there, because sooner or later the people will just accept it. Now, this is also the woman that was called out by the parents globally concerning her irrational, seductive, lustive, witchy behavior concerning the young people across the globe. You know what she said when she was called out, friends, the likes of Madonna? She said that she pleads the fifth. Now, what's interesting to note in her confusion and her hypocrisy, also keep in mind when she was on the Larry King show, friends, she was asked what her daughter watched on television. And she said to Larry King that her child is not allowed to watch that garbage. Is that not interesting, folks? But it shows you the absolute hypocrisy of this witch. And when I'm calling her a witch, I'm not just throwing names at her, friends. She's dressed up like a witch. She acts like a witch. So therefore, friends, if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it must be a what? It must be a witch. And in this case, it must be a duck. And don't get me wrong on what I'm saying here, friends. Again, judging them by their fruit. Also keep in mind, Madonna also said that she has her demons that she fights with. Of course she does, because she keeps feeding them. And as long as you keep feeding the flesh, you're going to, of the flesh, reap corruption. Read the book of Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 7, when you get a moment. And again, friends, that's just Madonna. She was one of the speakers that was threatening to blow up the White House. Can you imagine if I was to threaten to blow up the White House? I mean, folks, the likes of these little communist organizations that bite on my heels all the time, they would have it across the United States of America. I would be on the front page of every paper in this country, and I can assure you of that because I've been there before. But, friends, when are you going to wake up to the likes of they can go no further than what you allow them to teach you? Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Why are these women using these individuals like the likes of Madonna to lead the way concerning women's rights? Now, let's go over to Ashley Judd. She was another one making comments at this, well, this women's march, you know, for their right to murder innocent babies in the womb. It's interesting to note that Ashley Judd was making comments like, I feel like Hitler's in the streets. Now, keep in mind, again, what Joseph Goebbels said, the Nazi propaganda minister, accused the other side of what you are guilty of. Folks, they act like the Nazis, and then they accuse others, the innocent, of being the Nazis. That's exactly right. She said, Ashley Judd did, I feel like Hitler's in the street. Speaking of the people's choice, President, none other than President Donald Trump. She also said a mustache traded for a toupee. She said Nazis renamed. And now, friends, I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm sorry I have to broadcast this, but I want you to understand the mindset in which you're dealing with. You're not dealing with the liberals. You're not dealing, folks, with the left. You're dealing with a criminal mindset. And if you fail to enforce the laws against their crime, I want you to pay attention to what you're breeding. We're talking about Hollywood's war against God in America. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $120 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $120 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/28/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of cold, wet California. We're on the West Coast doing some tea parties, church meetings, and the such, friends, and other things in between. But we're taking care of business here. Read Luke 19:10. We are out seeking and saving that which is lost, regardless of where we're at or what circumstance we may have been put in. We're doing the work of the Lord, and that's exactly what we do here. That's what conservatives, that's what patriots, our friends, all derived from the Christ. Forget it not. The first two segments today, we've been talking about Hollywood's war against God and America. And it's interesting what we have is we have a bunch of these Nazi feminist women accusing everybody of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. And again, you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you go to the like of Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister. He said, accuse the other side of which you are guilty. Well, we highlighted Madonna, this reprobate. Oh, and by the way, for those that did not know, did you know that Madonna is now writing books for children? I mean, the whore, the witch herself, literally, is writing books for children. How does that work, America? How many has she sold? Oh, nobody knows. And, of course, they're going to make that much bigger than what it really is. And here's some good news for you, too. You know how I said to you during the first segment how the enemy always wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is? Now, I know that Madonna is very well known worldwide. I mean, everybody pretty much knows who she is and what she's about. She's a woman that was willing to do what it would take to make her famous. She sold her soul is really what she did. But it's interesting to note that when I went over and I seen some of her Twitter accounts that were flying across live feeds, news feeds, friends, she only had 1.4 million followers. Now, that's hard to reconcile with the fact that everybody thinks she's all this and a bag of chips. Folks, I want to tell you something. I want to set the record straight. That is just not true. That is just not true. But jumping fast forward, that one was free, friends. But jumping fast forward, I want to go over to Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd, during this Women's March, said, friends, that I feel like Hitler's in the streets. She said a mustache traded for a toupee concerning President Donald Trump, the people's pick. And she says Nazis renamed. Yeah, she's exactly right. That's exactly what she's doing. She's acting out the part of the Nazis that she's accusing everybody to be outside of her and her little cohort of minions. Now, I want you to also understand that this reprobate, Ashley Judd, and for those that do not know what the word a reprobate means, it means in Webster's 1828 to disallow, not enduring proof or trial, not of standard purity or of fineness, disallowed, rejected. And then it brings us, of course, right to Scripture where it says in Titus 1:16, this is the Webster's 1828 dictionary, abandoned in sin, lost to virtue or grace. They're graceless. See, they profess that they know God, but in works deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, a reprobate. That means God's spirit is not upon them in any sense of the word. Yet when you look at them, isn't it interesting the Christian jewelry they use, and what they do is they masquerade as angels of light when in fact they're ministers of Satan. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. And this is exactly what I'm trying to do today, friends, is to give you the discernment to understand what is true and what is untrue. And again, friends, out of their own mouths, listen to what they're saying. This is Ashley Judd. She said of President Donald Trump, she said that he favors his daughter as being his favorite sex symbol. Now, folks, that's sick. And furthermore, that's criminal. But this is what's coming out of their sick-minded, reprobate minds and their filthy hearts. See, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Folks, these people trust in their hearts. That reprobate heart that's at war with God. And they wonder why these things come out of the filthiness of their hearts. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, again, Ashley Judd said Donald Trump is favoring his daughter as being his favorite sex symbol. And then she goes on and she says, again, I apologize for the vulgarities. I really do. But I want you to show, I want to show the state in which the media is giving voice to. Once again, she said, Ashley Judd did, as well as our blanks, their female genitalia, are for our pleasure, and they are birthing a new generation. And then she goes on and says, of nasty women. Of nasty women. And this is exactly what these people are. They are nasty to the core. They are evil. They are wicked. Well, what of Scarlett Johansson? Complaining about how male actors are paid more than female actors. See, you have the woman warring against the man, nothing new under the sun, and how when she was 15 years old, she had to use Planned Parenthood, friends. She's got to be at the women's right to march, friends, concerning murdering the children in their womb. See, now look how this works. So here we have Scarlett Johansson. She, when she was 15 years old, she was influenced by her health class in school, public school, to go ahead and have sex, to masturbate, to do whatever she wants to do with whatever sex she wants to have it with. She's actually encouraged and influenced to commit the act. She gets impregnated by a boy, and then she's taught by the teachers, the liberal teachers that the American people have tolerated through the NEA in this country, to just go ahead and coerce her to go to Planned Parenthood on the taxpayers' dimes. That means you and me pay for the abortion. Without parental consent. And she's got to go there and say thank you to Planned Parenthood. And all the well knowing, friends, your representatives in this country know all the well that Planned Parenthood is murdering babies in the womb for blood money, and that's exactly what it is. Regardless if God said in Proverbs 16, God hates heads that shed innocent blood. He does, and he always has, and he always will. And he's looking to the church to enforce the law against those that are committing the act of murder. And it's interesting to note that the American people have subjugated themselves to a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent because the government said so, because the government said so. Well, wait a second. God said no. And because they said yes, you adhere to them more than you do him. Are you those that cry out during the crucifixion, we have no king but King Caesar? Are you kidding me, America? No, there is no king but King Jesus, and we obey him rather than man. Judge ye for yourselves, said the apostles, to those that didn't want anybody teaching in the name of Christ. How did that work out for them? Now, friends, Look at this. So what we have here at this March for Women's Rights in Washington, D.C., are a bunch of out-of-control, lawless witches, whores, murderers, and feminists that want to take out the innocent in which they themselves are guilty of. They murder the baby. They're a bunch of guilty women, friends, that are guilty of these crimes towards God and towards man, that are spouting off and spouting out through who? Those that claim to be entertainers or actors or actresses' friends. And who are they warring against? They're warring against your very foundation and the very God that established the Mosaic Institution called common law in this country. And America, my question for you is, why do you tolerate this? All the while knowing that the media does nothing but promote this garbage on the behalf of a bunch of communists that are attempting to destroy your country. We've named names. And yet you sit back and you still allow them to do it. And furthermore, what's even worse than that, you stand back and expect the President of the United States of America to do for you what you ought to do for yourselves. Protestant has meaning, America. Protestants, right? We need to get back to the 78% of the American people in which I'm talking to right now. You call yourselves Christians, but you allow the darkness to reprove the light rather than the light reproving the darkness. You allow to be dispossessed rather than dispossessing and allowing the enemy to possess your land. Folks, you have no more room to back up on. You need to go forward and dispossess the enemy while you all the while understand as you follow the Christ, Micah 2:12-13, that the Lord is on the head of us, the breaker who has gone before us, who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to establish and to dispossess the enemy's friends. And that means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. We have to push back to set the record straight, to expect mercy from heaven, friends, while we execute the law to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate. You don't expect God to stand back. Don't expect to stand back and expect God to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. You've heard that saying, God helps those that help themselves. That's exactly right. Faith without works is dead, friends. But again, what do we have here? We have a bunch of out of control, lawless witches, whores, murders, and feminists. And furthermore, how many of them women that may have been there are just angry, friends, because they're going to be losing their welfare benefits? Huh? I mean, now we're talking about drug tests. Now we're talking about those that can actually work. They need to get out and work instead of sitting on a system that is supporting them to vote against those that work and those that have worked to establish this country. I mean, folks, again, we need to get back to the Christ here. It's that simple. They don't work. They don't eat. It's that simple. And again, friends, what we have here is a bunch of Nazi feminists that are guilty of what they accuse others of. And this is just a handful. This is just a handful. America, you would do yourself a great service by paying attention as to what you are allowing these criminals to breed. You would do yourself a great service to understand that many of these speakers are the fruit of the indoctrination centers in the public school systems in America today, who are illegally being indoctrinated by the federal government. You do need to understand that you would do yourself a great service to stand up against this self and resist and protest and to drive them out lawfully, friends. Because, again, the law's on your side. It's not on their side. And what they love to do is they love to capture public opinion by causing you to believe their lies, that what they are saying, they have a right to do it. They do not have a right to advocate that which counters American constitutional law in our great republic. Folks, we're going to take a quick break talking about Hollywood's war against God and America, friends. How's that working out for you? And also highlighting these individuals, friends, that are given a microphone to spew out their filth on the rest of us. I, for one...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Lott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Broadcasting live out of, well, folks, it's been just real spotty out here. It's rains, it sprinkles, it downpours. It looked like the sun was just about ready to come out here on the West Coast, and then all of a sudden it just faded out again. Here we have some dark clouds coming in again. We're right on the coastline, actually looking out in Ocean City right now. And, folks, it's pretty interesting. I've never seen it like this before in probably 15 times I've been here. But anyways, we're broadcasting live out of sunny California, which is not so sunny right now. And, folks, we are on the last segment, and I also wanted to let you know, folks, for those that may have tried to call in, we are hooked up on Stack, which means you can still call in regardless of where we're at. And we have access to that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Talking about Hollywood's war against God and America. And, folks, what you're beginning to see is understanding the fruit and the spirit of those that were in Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany. And for those that didn't know, did you know that Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, which you're seeing through the state-controlled media on a daily basis, they're to the point, friends, of no shame. No, they have a whore's forehead. They go on until they're judged, and that's exactly what the media in this country is doing today. They're not pulling back, folks. They're going forward. Until the American people set the record straight and rip up the papers and turn the televisions off, nothing's going to change. You need to set the record straight, and you also need, again, to understand that the press does not have the right to lie. Folks, they do not have the right to slander, to create. They do not have a right to sic a jihad on whoever doesn't agree with them. But, America, you've been led to believe in a delusional state that they can go ahead and do that and get away with it. Nope, the law is on your side once again. But going back to Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, lie to the people. Keep in mind everything that Hitler did and any other dictator does is always premised on a lie. Keep in mind, he said, accuse the other side of which you are guilty. We've been highlighting some of these people that have been speaking at these women's, well, they call them women's rights marches, and they want the right to go ahead and violate law at will, and they want their voices to be heard. I mean, regardless if they're threatening to blow up the White House or to say vulgarities such as suck my blank, the male genitalia, who said that, Madonna, or how about this, you know, just accuse Donald Trump of favoring his daughter as his favorite sexual symbol. Or our blanks, women genitalia, are for our pleasure, and they are birthing a new generation of nasty. Sorry about that little interruption we had, friends. The phone just went dead on me. But again, friends, what we're talking about here is accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. Did you know that Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, I don't know if you guys know his fallout, and everybody that propagates and promulgates lies might want to listen carefully to the end of those that sow to the flesh. Joseph Goebbels, after the war, after the Nazis tumbled, friends, after their little scheme was uncovered by the Americans and other allies that dealt with this criminal, this little Pee Wee Herman, friends, of a man with a mustache on his face that wanted to go ahead and play God himself, who found out real quick that he was not God, named Adolf Hitler. It's interesting to note when that whole Nazi regime crumbled that Joseph Goebbels actually went home and he actually assassinated all of his four daughters and his wife and then himself. So that is the end of those that sell out the truth. And that's all we have to do is look no further than to Judas himself to understand exactly what I'm talking about here, friends. We cannot war against God. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And we need to understand that that is the history of mankind. And it works both ways, blessings and or cursings. But let's get back again to my point that I was making, folks. Look what these feminists are promoting. And again, if you want to do yourself a great service, friends, deal with them. Shut them down. They need to be incarcerated. If it was you or I, friends, going back to what Madonna said about blowing up the White House, made any sort of threat like that again, friends, I would be across the front pages in the United States of America. Look at this Christian conservative just promoted. No, folks, it works both ways. And first of all, we need to understand that law condemns crime, and those that obey it in grace, they are also of an understanding of what true liberty is. Okay? So anyways, you know, this is what I think of, and I don't know why this comes to my head right now, but it must be some sort of prerequisite that if you want to be a part of what Hollywood has to offer, it better come with full allegiance to the demonic system of Antichrist. In other words, entertain the people, and the way that you do that is to lure them to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world, in which Scripture tells us to avoid in 1 John 2:15 and 16. I mean, if you want a job, then you better fall in line with that demonic system
And you better fall in line with the spirit of Antichrist. That is not how America started out. Just the exact opposite. It's called the branch of David, establishing righteousness. And then Americans have the audacity, which is interesting. You know why they use these celebrities, as they call them, or these stars, as they call them? Because they want to draw the masses. That's why they use these people. And folks, they're worthless. I mean, they're lower than a snake's belly. They're again reprobate. They're little minions, is what these people are. But Americans have the audacity to call these people stars. Who told you that? Who has taught you to believe that they are stars? And again, look what they promote. Folks, it's more like fallen stars. And it's important to take note of and of interest to those that have a thinking mind and a receiving heart to see how Satan himself mocks and counters literally everything that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, sets in place. Read Isaiah 14. Hollywood has the walk of stars in the West. That's what they have here, right down the road, about an hour from where I'm at right now in Hollywood. They have the walk of stars. Isn't it interesting how it's in the West, and these are immoral people that they call the stars, the fallen? Yet in Scripture, the Bible tells us the wise men followed the star in the west, the east, which stopped over the head of the Christ that was born in Bethlehem, Matthew 2:2, in the east. And it's also important for them that do my God to understand that he is not mocked. Again, Galatians 6:7. I mean, folks, Hollywood and what they have to offer has degenerated in so many ways that which promotes and which counters America's Christian faith as well as its heritage, which is in all holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 5:9, I added holiness. As well, the Mosaic institution, which the America in America is established in, which Christ will fulfill. Exodus 20. We have Romans 3:31 there. Furthermore, if America knew the history of the city of churches, listen to me carefully. If America knew the history of the city of churches, where did that name come from? That was Hollywood, friends. They call it the city of churches. And how that property was given away free to them that would establish parishes, she would probably, speaking of America, would blush to see how far backwards things have gone in this country. I mean, folks, as was going to Hollywood again, as was the church in America responsible for vetting all movie content before releasing unto the populace at large. But America, what are you seeing today? You're seeing those that are willing to take you back in ships, back into Egypt, into bondage, by appealing through everything God told us to deny and to put down, or casting everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, where to pull it down and where to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of Christ. Why, America, have you tolerated these individuals to turn your nation upside down? Why, America, are you allowing these individuals to lead the next up-and-coming generation, namely our posterity, to hell? The wide gates that lead to hell. Easy is that way, not straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And friends, keep in mind, Satan himself wants to make sure that that cross is the furthest thing away from your eyes. Yet Paul said, evidently Christ has been set forth before mine eyes and crucified, in which he was not ashamed. Love you by what we do, podcasting live out of L.A., friends. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.